honestly portrayed what life at FSU had been like, and FSU had been a dream to me. I'd wanted to attend since I was a junior in high school and was blown away by how beautiful the campus was. University of Florida was flat, spread out, and too clean, like a ninth grade girl with daddy issues. I forget I wrote some of this shit sometimes. The University of Central Florida was too new and barely had alumni. University of Miami was in god-awful Miami, but FSU was lush, rich, colorful, full of hills. At UF, UCF, or USF, you needed a car to get from class to class, an idea that I wasn't into. At FSU, where the female undergrads outnumbered the men 3-1, all you needed to get by was basic conversation skills. And boy, I fucking had those. I didn't really use them, but I had them. That's not in the book. I just put that in. My first day on campus, I fell in love 9 times, made 5 new friends, got drunk, got high, and managed to make it to orientation. That first semester, I passed all my classes with only minimal attendance and effort. And that became my credo. Take the classes that people told you were easy, show up when need be, and party. I won't say all the kids who attended FSU were only there to party, but all the kids I knew were there for the exact same reason, to have a good time and get a college degree. I learned to drink, .. a lot. I also learned that when drinking, I could make people